Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The left fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Schroeder. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mark Brauchart. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Pete Vukovich. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The third baseman, Luis Salazar. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Salazar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Yount reaches second base with a double. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to third for the out. Simmons moves to second. Two outs. Mark Brauchart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brauchart hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hewlett fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law takes first base on ball 4. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Moore and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor can't make a play. That's a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Fisk steals second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner takes first base on ball four. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a pop-up towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gantner moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gantner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Vukovich. Dillon moves to second. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Law hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Simmons hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 1 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0 for 1 in the game. Brouhard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Moore reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. Schroeder goes all the way around to score. It's Brewers, 2, White Sox, 2. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gantner hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards the mound. Vukovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero misplays the ball. That's an error on Romero. Gamble moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schroeder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vukovic fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 2 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor can't make a play. That's a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Salazar moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0 for 2 in the game. Brouhard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Brouillard reaches second base with a double. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. Brouillard scores. One out. It's 3-2, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-2 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a fly ball into right field. Brouillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dan Spillner now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Gielen applying the tag. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie now playing left field. Doug Loman now playing right field. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gielen hits a fly ball into right field. Loman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Law bunts towards third. Molitor can't make a play. That's a base hit. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Moore and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Fallon now pitching. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Searidge now pitching. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Walker reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Manning moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fallon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle pinch hits for Oscar Gamble. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Pachyorek pinch hits for Darryl Boston. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.